I was riding down the highway, so lost and all alone, feeling mighty lonesome, so far away from home. I stopped by an old farmhouse to see where I was near. Farmer grinned and said, boy, you can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. The farmer grinned and said, son, you can't get there from here. I went to see my old sweetheart, I stopped in for a bite. When the door was opened, I realized my worst fear. A stranger in her bathrobe said, you can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. A stranger in her bathrobe said, you can't get there from here. Cold and hungry, I was feeling mighty blue. So I went to see old Bill Monroe to ask him what to do. He said, don't go looking far away for something very near. That ain't no part of nothing, boy. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. That ain't no part of nothing, boy. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. Don't go looking yonder. You can't get there from here. Last Christmas, my wife and I and our little one-year-old baby spent part of Christmas up there in New England in a little town called Sudbury, Massachusetts, where it's one of the oldest inns in America. It's where Longfellow wrote Tales of the Wayside Inn, and some of you may have been there. This is called The Wayside Tavern.